Let us call the roll of some of the specific improvements in the lot of the working men and women that have come about during the past 8 years. More than 42 million American employees are now members of the old age pension system. An additional 2 million men and women over 65 years of age are now receiving cash grants each month. 29 million American employees have been brought under the protection of unemployment insurance. Collective bargaining has been guaranteed. A minimum wage has been established. A maximum work week of 40 hours has been fixed with provision for time and a half for overtime. And last but by no means least, child labor has been outlawed. The average hourly earnings of factory workers were 56 cents in the boom year of 1929. By February 1933, before I went to Washington, they had dropped to 45 cents an hour. They are now 67 cents an hour, not only higher than in 1933, but mark you, nearly 11 cents an hour higher than in 1929 itself. Factory pay envelopes, most of you get them, had fallen to $5 billion a year by 1932. By 1940, factory payrolls are running at the rate of twice as much, $10 billion. And something else. We must not forget that the cost of living is today is 22% lower than it was in 1929. And that means something to the average American family.